Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was 10 years old, out playing tackle football with about 300 kids, when my worst nightmare happened. My mother opened the front door and yelled, "Philip, it's time for the missionary meeting." Oh, man. So I ran away and joined the circus. The circus already had a clown, so there I sat in church, hair slicked back, miserable. I was doodling and daydreaming when a short spinster got up to speak. Her name was Helen Rosevere, a skilled medical missionary to Africa's Congo. As she told her story, I sat up and listened. Years earlier, on a college campus, students sat, as I did, bored, viewing her with suspicion. Thick glasses, white hair. Helen stopped. "I don't want to bore you," she said. "I'll just answer a few questions. Let's talk about things that interest you." One guy raised a hand. "Missionaries always talk about paying the price and suffering for Jesus. What did you ever suffer?" Dr. Rosevere answered quietly, "During the Simba uprising in the Congo, government soldiers came to my bungalow, ransacked it, then had their way with me." The room grew quiet. Then they dragged me out into a clearing, tied me to a tree, and stood around laughing at me, beaten and violated. They broke my glasses and my teeth and took the only existing handwritten manuscript of a book I'd been writing over an 11-year period and burned it. As it went up in smoke, she cried out, "Is it worth it? 11 years of my life poured out in selfless service, and now this?" The minute I said that, God's Holy Spirit settled over that terrible scene. He said, "My daughter, the question is not, is it worth it, but am I worthy? Am I, the Lord Jesus, who gave his life for you, worthy for you to make this kind of sacrifice for me?" And God broke my heart. I looked up and said, "O Lord Jesus, yes, it is worth it, for you are worthy." Years later, I was honored to ask Helen Rosevere, "How did you forgive those who abused you? How did you come to a place of peace, even joy?" And this is what she said. "When I was being driven down the corridor of my home by those rebels, panic nearly seized my heart. But God stepped in. I did not see a vision or hear a voice. I just knew he was there, and I had nothing to fear. God seemed to whisper, 'Yes, I could have prevented this, but I have a purpose. You cannot understand now, but are you willing to be part of that purpose?' 'Yes, God,' I tried to whisper back. 'If you have a purpose in all this, thank you for trusting me to be a part of it.' And immediately I was flooded by his peace and a huge sense of privilege." Wow. Helen was held captive for 5 horrible months and later visited one of those men in prison. She said, "I wasn't sure I had forgiven him, but God led me to accept from him the forgiveness that only he can give, and he gave me his peace again. There was no sense of bitterness or even anger. I was overwhelmed by the sense that God was graciously using me in his purpose." And what was that purpose? After a time of healing in her native England, Helen returned to supervise the funding and construction of a new medical school and hospital, caring for countless patients. She established a training college for paramedics, established many regional hospitals, a doctor flying service, and a superhuman list that goes on and on. "Many, many came to the Lord during those days of suffering," she told me. Helen Rosevere passed away at the age of 91, leaving behind a legacy of faithfulness, one that impacted me when I was a little kid, and still does. Regardless of where we've been and what we encounter, may God keep us faithful today.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.org and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.